Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Officers are taking position beside their squad cars.
He's just jumping across lanes now.
Deckhead just tried to trip him.
Oh, look at that. Oh, no.
CH barely avoided hitting it.
It's pure insanity. Anarchy in the streets. Twisted criminals who will drive anything, go anywhere, and endanger anyone to get away.
It's just shredded to bits.
These are the world's craziest police chases. Bizarre and unusual pursuits.
And he's still got no lights on.
Extreme and explosive action. We've gathered these chases from law enforcement officers and news crews who film them as they happen, so that you can see for yourself just how crazy people have to be to think they can beat the law.
Speed pursuit on the open road puts a police officer's driving skills to the ultimate test. One wrong move could mean disaster.
Dallas, Texas. A bizarre spectacle grabs the attention of the masses.
Crowds are coming outside to watch the pursuit of this semi.
An unemployed truck driver has decided to entertain himself and the public by stealing a lumber truck and circling about the community.
He's been staying in the same general area, and he's been seen waving to people on the sidewalk.
Incredibly, many pedestrians are not only enjoying the show, they're actually encouraging the performance.
Now, there's people in the media, and I think one of them just gave him a high five. Unbelievable. This semi continues up the wrong side of the road here. Cars are stopped, but I'm not sure that there's enough room for this guy to get through. There's a traffic jam ahead. One car is trying to back up as the truck heads across the median now.
A cruiser rushes forward with guns aimed at the semi's rear tires. The bullets find their mark. But an unbelievable complication is about to turn this chase into a terrifying display.
It looks like there's smoke coming from the back of the truck.
Sparks from the grinding rims have flown up to the truck's payload, igniting the cords of lumber.
Big plume of smoke now.
Within seconds, the semi turns into a rolling inferno.
And now there's flames. The truck is on fire. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Flames race up the stacks of 2x4s. 6,000 pounds of kindling on the move. The insane heat builds to an explosive level. A burning tire blows loose and rockets down the street like an unguided missile.
Oh, look at that. It's rolling free. It's completely engulfed in flames heading through that parking lot.
The suspect continues his manic parade as if this is all just part of an act.
This is so dangerous for everybody out on the road right now.
He doesn't realize that his lethal actions are about to reap a lethal response.
You can see a police van pulling up from behind as more pieces fly off that truck.
A white van rushes in behind the fiery fugitive. Inside is a tactical team with orders to use deadly force. As the driver tries to steer his rig across the median, the truck's exposed rims get stuck on the curb. Officers know this may be their only chance.
The van's opening up. Officers are jumping out. They're rushing towards the semi. And that one officer has his gun drawn. I think he's firing.
As bullets tear through the cab, the driver stomps on the gas, panicked and confused.
He's pulling away. They don't know if he was hit or not.
He thought this was all fun and games, but it's become life and death.
Hard over the median there, and he jostles that payload.
Desperate to shake the cadre of police on his tail, he suddenly gets a terrifying idea.
Oh, the lumber spills all over the roadway.
He jerks the semi back and forth, shaking loose the truck's cargo as a blockade. His desperate act bought him some time, enough time to buy himself a lot more trouble.
There's a school bus ahead, and he charges past his lumber falling off.
The dangling lumber strikes the back of a school bus. Inside, a jostled child is injured by the impact. No matter what it takes, police have to end this chase now, before another innocent gets caught in this guy's sights.
Oh, no! Right on the tail of that sedan, he barely slows down in time.
They charge forward for another shot at him, but the driver veers wildly, cutting them off. police make the call for sharpshooters and helicopters to take action.
There are several police airships closing in nearby. He slowed way down here. Officers are holding their position, and it looks like he's coming to a complete stop now.
Police aren't sure what to make of his sudden change of heart, but the suspect has a good reason for stopping. It turns out that the tactical assault had worked. With incredible marksmanship at a full sprint, the officer hit the driver before he could pull away.
Police rush in, he's on the ground, and it looks like they've got him. He's not resisting, suspect being taken into custody.
Whatever ideas this out-of-work trucker had about show business,
one of them just gave him a high five.
His career rapidly went up in smoke.
It's rolling free, completely engulfed in flame.
And instead of improving his resume,
this lumber spills all over the roadway.
He only built up his rap sheet.
There's a school bus!
His next performance will be for an audience of only 12 in a court of law. East Los Angeles, California.
Oh, man, is he flying. He is flying.
The two guys in this Corolla were being pulled over for reckless driving. But instead of taking their lumps, the driver thought he could ditch police with a few quick turns of the wheel.
It would have been a simple ticket, but the driver took off.
He soon found himself on the freeway, still being pursued as he throttles up to triple-digit speeds.
Man, he's passing these other cars like they're not moving. What's he doing now? Okay, he's headed back to the right. Oh, he's losing control. He's out of control. A huge burst of sparks. Oh, that was a terrible collision. The car is still rolling down the highway. The front end is completely mangled. And now he ricochets off the guardrail back across the street, a hubcap or something. And now he comes to a stop.
With one swerve around slower traffic, his dream of escape becomes a nightmare of twisted metal.
A huge burst of sparks, he bounces back.
Even after the devastating impact, the car has enough momentum to skid another 100 yards along the asphalt.
The car is still rolling, that front end is mangled.
It finally comes to rest, with no signs of life from inside.
Officers are being very cautious. They've got guns drawn.
Suddenly, they see movement.
They've got to treat these individuals as potentially dangerous. Somebody's coming out there. They must be seriously injured, hardly able to move. It's the passenger.
It may have been the driver who decided to run, but it's the passenger who pays the penalty.
Okay, now there's another person getting out of the car. I think that's the driver. He's got his hands up, and he appears to be standing and just walking fine. That's incredible.
Only now does the driver realize the full repercussions of his one foolish decision.
They're ordering him to his knees. He is cooperating.
His buddy is on the way to the hospital.
Paramedics are now loading the passenger onto a stretcher.
His car, it's on its way to the junkyard.
That car just got destroyed.
And as he now faces charges of fleeing to elude and reckless endangerment...
Oh, that was a terrible collision.
He's on his way to jail. Coming up on World's Craziest Police Chases.
Oh, this is insane.
Madness and mayhem. A rugged Range Rover driven into the ground. A bad gangbanger gets turned around. And a posse of robbers gets taken down. Crazy on the road. The insanity may only be temporary.
He's walking to the officers.
But the consequences are permanent. Next.
Part of the insanity of any pursuit is a seeming contradiction of responsibility. An officer is expected to be responsible for himself, his motor vehicle, innocent motorists, bystanders, and even the suspect. At the same time, he's expected to catch up to a maniac on wheels who's driving like a bat out of hell.
Los Angeles, California. The driver of this pickup began the night with two goals. One, steal the truck. Two, get away with it.
Close call with that van.
Now that police are on his tail, he's got a third goal in mind, enjoying the ride. That's because in this punk's pack of friends, running from the law will earn him big-time bragging rights.
Through the intersection, and the units have to stop for oncoming traffic.
But what's the fun in running from the law if you can't show your friends?
Wrong side of the road. Now turning into a residential area.
The driver takes the chase to his own neck of the hood, where he circles the same block over and over.
It's like some sort of parade down there.
One local resident yells at the suspect, either cheering him on or imploring him to stop his foolish behavior. This guy knows just where he wants to go next, and he'll risk everything to get there.
Red light, cross traffic ahead, through the intersection, just missing those cars.
Beyond the streetlights, the industrial park is a maze of shadowy alleyways, the perfect area for a suspect to ditch out and slip away. The officers know this too, and that's why they turn up the heat.
Charging ahead for the pit. And oh, he's stopped by the curb.
But no matter what the police do, the driver stays one step ahead of them.
Officer misread the turn and missed him by a mile.
It looks like the suspect could get away, and the officers can only pray he makes a big mistake.
Swerving right.
Their prayers are about to be answered.
And slammed by the officers. He's not stopping. The other unit moves up and plows right into him.
The lead unit clips the rear of the pickup, fishtailing it 180 degrees. When the driver charges the officers in his path, he gets knocked down into the recess of a loading dock, and it's game over.
He's trying to back up, but he's not going anywhere. Officers out, weapons drawn, ordering the suspect out of the vehicle. The driver is not cooperating.
The driver sulks in his seat like a spoiled child, but the officer's patience has run out.
And they're just going to pull him right out of the window. It's the same window he broke to steal the truck in the first place.
The irony is lost on the suspect, and so is his freedom. This guy liked to go around stealing cars. Then he liked to go around showing off the cars he stole. But he forgot that what goes around sometimes comes around.
Slammed by the officer.
The hard way. Ventura County, California.
We do understand that this car was basically hijacked.
The owner had left her keys in the car while going to pay for gas. When she came out, a 17-year-old boy was driving off in her $62,000 automobile.
He seems very casual in there. It doesn't look like he's frantic at all.
She managed to alert police in time for them to pick up the pursuit. Now she's in front of a television, watching the chase unfold.
LAPD now being joined by the California Highway Patrol as they track this guy.
She's not going to like what she sees.
And now he heads onto the shoulder. It's a dirt shoulder. You can see him kicking up dust. Oh, he's heading left. He's on the wrong side of the bridge stanchion.
Officers set up spike strips at the next overpass.
They've got the spikes laid out. The spikes are under the bridge. We're coming up on them right now.
Back home, the owner can only watch as her car hits the mark.
You'll see the cruiser on the left. I think they got him.
Within moments, the Range Rover's front tires start falling apart.
There you can see the front tire has gone flat. It's just shredded to bits.
But incredibly, the teen at the wheel not only continues, he actually accelerates.
You can see him struggle with that steering wheel. Well, this guy is definitely having trouble steering. He can't seem to get back onto the concrete.
Seconds later comes a moment that makes the car's owner cringe.
He's trying to turn back onto the street, but he just grinds against that metal. He continues to move here.
With no front tires and pieces now falling off his luxury SUV, the chase appears to be over.
His front left wheel locks up. This is going to come to an end right here.
But looks can be deceiving. 5 minutes go by.
Wow, the whole truck is wobbling. I think that back tire is coming apart. Yeah, it's completely loose.
Then 10 minutes.
Those sparks, he got those sparks from that front wheel. This is unbelievable that he's still going. How can he even steer?
20 minutes later, the Range Rover is still scraping its way along the concrete.
This is just outrageous. Bits and pieces are flying everywhere. This truck is literally disintegrating.
As the TV broadcasts the parade of destruction, the owner is left shaking her head and checking her deductible.
That sideboard is completely dragging on the ground now.
Finally, the car skids to a stop in the dirt.
And here it is. This is finally going to come to an end. He skidded into the dirt shoulder. Cruisers are pulling up behind him. Lots of dust here.
As the kid steps out, he actually has a smile on his face. For him, this was nothing more than a joyride. But right now, the fun is over. If the car's durability is any indication, he'll undoubtedly recommend this rugged ride to his friends, seeing as how he won't be driving again for quite some time. Next, on World's Craziest Police Chases, drugs, drink, and desperation. They'll drive a suspect to the depths of insanity until there's nothing left but smoking wreckage and shattered lives.
Oh no, he's got a gun!
Burbank, California. The 27-year-old woman in this tan Honda has a bad attitude.
Southbound Buena Vista, all over the road.
Moments ago, an LAPD officer tried to pull her over for reckless driving. Since then, everything she's done seems to say, I'll show you reckless driving.
Swerving around vehicles here, very dangerous, going about 70 on these surface streets.
For her, stop signs mean go. Speed bumps mean go faster. And other motorists mean nothing at all.
Turning right, there's a van there. She almost hit that van.
She drives as if in a frenzy, with no rhyme or reason at all.
Another stop sign up ahead, cross traffic, going onto the wrong side of the road now. Oh, and there's a pedestrian there.
She runs another stop sign, blowing past a stunned pedestrian.
Unbelievable!
Pursuing officers have to stop this wild woman before it's too late. But she's about to kick it up a notch by heading for the hills.
Suspect going higher and higher into the Glendale foothills. A lot of families with children up here.
She's running scared and about to run out of road.
Through another stop sign, and it's a cul-de-sac. She'll have to turn around here. Pursuing officers now have a chance to stop her in this dead end. Several units are now arriving onto the scene. And look at this. She's getting squeezed into the curb. One unit has her pinned in, but she's still trying. Oh, she hits another unit head on. Officers out immediately with their weapons drawn. And she throws it into reverse and hits another black and white.
The officers have her hemmed in, and she knows it. But as long as she's in control of her car, she'll use it however she can. It's now assault with a deadly weapon. Not satisfied with only one count of this felony, she makes it two.
And this woman is completely out of control. Okay. They have her completely boxed in with units here. One unit behind her backs away from the rear there because he's in the line of fire. They have to be ready for anything because this suspect is not complying with their orders at all.
An officer breaks out her window, and unbelievably, she starts to move again. Once they have her door open, one officer reaches in and cuts through her safety belt in order to remove her.
They are forcibly removing this woman from her vehicle. She's down on the ground. They have finally got her in custody. This is all over.
She was the woman who would not stop for anything or anyone. She drove as if she had something to prove and nothing to lose. And just when they thought they had her, she showed them that she was not about to go quietly. Red-haired and wild-eyed, she was sentenced to 270 days in a mental health residency program and 3 years on probation. Meridian, Idaho. When Officer Selena Mink caught this driver swerving erratically, she suspected he might be DUI. But she had no idea how drunk he was. Now that she's lit him up, the driver can't even stop his vehicle.
Put your car in park. Step on the brake and stop your pickup. You're rolling backwards.
The officer realizes the driver is trying to comply. He's just too wasted to know what to do.
Step on the brake. Stop your car. Step on the brake. Don't get out. Step on the brake.
The drunk does his best to take his truck out of neutral, but he merely shifts into drive. The driver doesn't seem to understand her. In fact, he's too disoriented to even feel the truck moving. The man thinks it's safe to get out, but nothing could be more dangerous. One moment, his foot is on the ground. The next, his leg is under the wheel. Amazingly, the man isn't seriously injured. And of course, the important thing is that his hat is still on straight. But the accident hasn't made him any better at following directions.
Stay down.
It turned out the man's blood alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit. It was more than enough to dull his pain. But you can bet he'll be feeling it tomorrow. Los Angeles, California.
He's exiting here. The traffic ahead is at a standstill, and he's getting off the freeway at Alameda.
This SUV has fled the scene of a robbery at a public storage facility. Inside are 4 men. At least one of them is armed. They are all dangerous.
He's making a right turn into traffic without even slowing down. Look at this. This is extremely dangerous. He's on the wrong side of the road, heading north on Alameda.
This reckless driving shows how desperate these suspects are. They have already shot at one civilian chasing them from the robbery scene.
He can't get back on the freeway. He's going for it. He's getting back on the 5. And look at this. He's up on the curb, inches to spare. And pedestrians are diving to get out of his way.
The driver is so anxious to get to the freeway that he doesn't even see the pedestrians.
Oh, those are people in the way.
And the CHP fear that if they get on the freeway, it will be even harder to control them.
The traffic is very thick, and the driver is cutting dangerously between the cars.
The officer only knows one thing for sure. These guys are desperate enough to try anything.
And it looks like he's got a pipe. And oh, he's thrown it! The CHP barely avoided hitting it.
Now the police see that the driver is having trouble controlling the vehicle.
Oh, he's losing it!
With that heavy SUV at freeway speeds, this could be a big accident in the making.
Look at that left rear tire. It seems to be getting lower. He's losing pressure. Look at that. He just cut in front of the white van. This driver really could be having trouble controlling this vehicle. That tire is gone. Other drivers better get out of the way. We know now that these suspects are wanted for assault with a deadly weapon and robbery. They got $2,500 in cash from the robbery. They'll have to stop. And now the wheel is on fire. Flames are filling that wheel well, and they're pulling across the freeway. Okay, they're coming to a stop. Now the suspects have nowhere to go.
But with guns in that car, this pursuit is not over until the suspects are in custody.
This is a felony stop now. The police have their guns drawn.
It looks like they finally realize they're going to be caught.
They're throwing money out of the window.
Whether this is to distract the officers or get rid of evidence, the police don't bite.
There are bills blowing all over the place.
They are waiting to see what these gunmen will do next.
Suspects now piling out of the car, someone coming out of the window. Oh no, he's got a gun! Shots fired, one suspect down near the car, the others are taking cover and signaling surrender.
With a gun pointed at them, the police had no choice except to shoot.
One suspect down near the car, the police are taking the other 3 into custody, one suspect being secured and handcuffed right now. The guy's not going easily either.
The situation is still critical. To ensure officer safety, the suspects are instructed to back up to the police with hands on their head.
Now the 3rd suspect being taken into custody by one of the CHP officers.
The officers know that it is a matter of seconds before the gas tank on that SUV explodes. They want to get the wounded suspect out of danger before that vehicle blows up.
And now the police have moved the suspect who was shot safely away from the burning car. Oh, man, they moved him just in time.
A CHP officer starts CPR at once. And as the fire rages, EMT arrives and takes over.
The paramedics have now gone to work using their EMT procedures on the suspect who was down.
The firemen begin to hose down the burning hulk. It stands as an apt reminder of how a pursuit can only have a bad ending. These would-be killers thought they could rob and run. They thought they could outsmart, outmaneuver,
cutting dangerously,
and outgun the police. But the highway patrol officers do this for a living. They are trained to recognize, respond, and defuse any explosive situation. coming up on World's Craziest Police Chases.
There's just no way to see him.
Loonies on the Loose. An angel-dusted mother takes her toddler on a ride. A desperate druggie climbs the walls. Also, cops catch a bus while suspects steal the cruisers. Crazy, crazy, crazy. North Hills, California.
Over there, to the right. That intersection right there. There they go, northbound on Sepulveda.
When police tried to pull over the stolen sedan, the driver hit the gas.
Police ran the plates, tried to make a traffic stop. Here he goes, picking up speed.
The news pilot is the first chopper on the scene. And this suspect is trying every trick in the book to shake the police.
He's got a red light ahead. There's traffic in all three lanes. And oh, he just crashed into that pole. Cruisers are pulling in. He's running. Foot bail. It's a foot pursuit. Okay, he's heading across the crosswalk. Officers are in pursuit. He's heading westbound, running very fast onto the sidewalk with other choppers now overhead. That guy just tried to trip him. He stumbled, but maintains his footing. Okay, he's heading into that parking lot. Officers still trying to catch up. He's got a wall here. There he goes. He goes over the wall. An officer right behind him, heading southbound through another parking lot, over another wall. You see that officer trying to close the distance as he goes toward a residential neighborhood now, and he's going to climb into somebody's backyard, having trouble, and the officers tackle him from behind, pull him into the concrete, takes him to the ground, rolls him onto his stomach, and here comes another officer to help. Unbelievable. That was a wild foot pursuit.
Finally, the perp is in custody, and the helicopter pilot has his story. But the video proves to be much more than just a lead for the 6 o'clock news. The pilot could only watch as the crook tried to thread an impossible needle. The moment the suspect was on foot, it was up to the helicopters to become the eyes of the chase.
That guy just tried to trip him.
As the officers on foot struggled just to keep pace with the felon, the camera captures a moment they missed. The suspect ditches a baggie of contraband just seconds before getting caught. It's a sleight of hand that would have gone unnoticed by ground units alone. But thanks to the eye in the sky, it becomes the second trick this crook failed to pull off today. Burbank, California. The woman driving this vehicle is high on PCP.
Not slowing down for this stop sign right through.
Moments ago, she was involved in a hit-and-run accident. When officers tried to stop her, she hit their vehicle as well. Unbelievably, this drugged-out woman is holding her baby on her lap.
This little boy can't be more than 1 or 2 years old. This is just a nightmare for pursuing officers. Okay, getting into the far right lane, cross traffic, I don't believe it.
Officers watch in horror as they get on the freeway.
Very fast now.
The woman races past car after car, even passing a big rig on the right.
Passing on the right side of anything that big is just suicide. Again, this woman, we believe, is on PCP, a very dangerous drug, making her very, just incredibly close to rear-ending that car.
Back on surface streets, she continues her reckless rampage.
Right through the red light, cross traffic there. There's another car, another close one.
It's getting darker, and the woman with the baby on her lap grows more and more desperate.
Okay, she's boxed in. Oh, no, wait. She's squeezing between those stopped cars. Unbelievable. She's scraping past these cars at this light, and she goes right through. It's hard to imagine a mother putting her child at such risk. Officers still in pursuit, wisely avoiding contact with the vehicle.
As the woman pulls into a parking lot, pursuing officers get the break they've been praying for. The woman stops. After a few seconds, she throws out her keys. When she emerges from her vehicle, she is ordered to put her child down.
Okay, the mother is now setting her baby on the ground. Remember, this woman is on drugs and has had this child on her lap for the entire pursuit. She lets him go, looks like the child, walking to the officers. He's actually running to them now. Oh boy, one officer holstering his weapon, telling this frightened boy that everything's okay now. The officer picking up the child, quickly removing him from any line of fire.
After a terrifying ride in the clutches of this drug-crazed mother, the toddler finally makes his way to safety. The woman, too, is taken into custody. It will be a while before she can take her child for another ride. For over an hour, she did the unthinkable, running from the law, while exposing her baby boy to mortal danger. For her appalling actions, she was given a half year in jail and 3 years probation. Considering what might have happened, she got off lucky. Coming up on World's Craziest Police Chases. A drug suspect drives blind on this winding road.
No lights on. There's no way to see him.
A madman drives this city bus. A naked woman drives this officer's car. And the cops are driven to distraction. Next.
One of the craziest things about any chase is the insane reasons why people run. Some of these reasons would be humorous if it wasn't for the fact that they're risking their lives and the lives of everyone they encounter on the road.
Burlington, North Carolina. A line of police cruisers snakes its way through the urban sprawl.
Okay, County, we're gonna be going northbound.
It's a sure sign of a pursuit in progress. So where is the car they're chasing?
Stand by, two people.
Actually, it's right here. A stolen police cruiser. A woman had been spotted at a mini-mart, walking around stark naked in the 28-degree weather.
Let's clear out of the vehicle.
An officer thought she was an assault victim and went to get a blanket from his trunk, but she hopped in the car, leaving him out in the cold. She doesn't want company, and makes that clear.
Communication, she's just 10:50, backed into me.
Real clear. And she doesn't want to stick around to discuss it.
Okay, she's still going, Nico.
They finally corner the cruiser in a dead-end lot. The woman has fled on foot. But being nude in sub-freezing weather, she decides to give up. Walking her back to the car, the officers realize how lucky they were that this woman never pushed that car to its limits. Because chasing down a hijacked cruiser can be a death-defying endeavor if the suspect knows his advantages. In Ohio, police face just such a thief. This hard-hitting suspect has already learned one major edge created by his stolen getaway vehicle. Lights and sirens mean everyone else clear a path for him. As police devise a plan to stop the suspect, he suddenly bails off the freeway.
The accident, they're taking the exit.
Officers realize this is the kind of driver who will not stop no matter who or what gets in his way. He's lethal. But they can't move in on these busy streets. Pitting this guy would almost certainly catch innocent drivers in the crossfire. Then police realize that up ahead at the next intersection, cars have stopped because of the sirens, and the suspect has no intention of stopping.
10:50, 10:50!
Thinking his push bars could ram a civilian out of the way, the suspect goes full throttle into the unsuspecting motorist.
10:50, 10:50!
Officers rush the cruiser, guns drawn. The perp might have had their wheels, but he doesn't have their firepower. The civilian is able to crawl out of his car. Fortunately, he'll be okay thanks to his seatbelt. It's a bizarre spectacle to see a police cruiser at the front end of a pursuit. But as tough as a squad car can be, in the end, it's only as strong as the training of its driver. Hollywood, California.
The LAPD is right behind. He's got a lot of traffic ahead and nowhere to go. He's now on the wrong side of the road, very dangerous. He's got a fresh green light, goes right through.
A drug suspect described as armed and dangerous is being pursued by LAPD officers.
North on Larchmont now, a lot of cross traffic ahead. He's crossed over, he's on the wrong side of the road now. This is felony evading. Coming up to Santa Monica, very busy. He's not slowing down, but he almost hits another car very close. That was a very close call.
This is the kind of dangerous stunt that can get people killed. but the officers keep their cool, stopping until it's safe to follow.
He's got a red light here. A lot of cars coming down Franklin. He's pushing his way out there, pushing his way, not stopping, southbound. Southbound on Franklin. He's boxed in. He's trying to force that red car to get out of his way. Police now have information that he lives in the neighborhood. He might be trying. Oh, up on the curb, up on the curb. The driver is out of control. He's heading southbound on the sidewalk. This guy's out of his mind. There are pedestrians in front of him.
This guy will do anything to avoid going to jail. And he's crazy enough to risk the lives of two pedestrians to escape.
Wait, wait, what now? He's making a U-turn. The police are blocking him off. Oh, no, he almost hits it head on. He gets by. And now he's flying back into the face of the officers who are following him. This is Hollywood. Half of these people are tourists. They're not expecting anything like this. Not slowing down.
This guy obviously doesn't care what he does, where he drives, or who gets hurt. And that attitude tends to make police officers angry.
Oh, he's pushing that car, jamming his way through.
Unable to shake his pursuers on busy streets, the suspect heads into the Hollywood Hills. On dark, twisted residential lanes,
this is very dangerous.
Now, he's even more dangerous. His lights are out.
He's turned onto Mulholland. You can see that there are other cars there.
Mulholland Drive on the crest of the Hollywood Hills is one of the city's most treacherous roads, narrow lanes, and hairpin turns. It's no place for a drug suspect on the run.
He's taking these winding curves, and he's still got no lights on. There's no way to see him.
The officers realize that this idiot can't even see the road in front of him.
He's going into that curve way too fast. Look at that. He hit the guardrail. Oh, he flipped over. The car hit the guardrail, went across the road, and rolled over.
With no lights of his own and blinded by the lights of an oncoming car, he doesn't even see the curve. But the worst of this nightmare has just begun.
It's now on fire. The suspect trapped inside.
The officers know it's only seconds until that gas tank explodes.
No sign of the driver. He's not getting out.
Though boiling with anger just a moment ago, the pursuers become the rescuers. Without hesitation, three cops drag the felon out of the car and back to a safe distance.
Okay, they got him. They've got him out of the vehicle.
In a few moments, the suspect is on his feet, safe and sound. But the cuffs are firmly on his wrists. When you run from the law and take chances like this with innocent people's lives, cops get mad. But when a dangerous suspect took one chance too many and got trapped in a burning car, these men in blue put aside their own feelings and risked their own lives in order to protect and serve. Next on World's Craziest Police Chases. A passenger with problems takes a bus.
Looks like he's saluting.
And turns it into a rolling rocket.
That engine could catch fire.
This sure isn't the Crosstown Express. For a police officer in a high-speed chase, the dangers multiply every second the criminal is allowed to remain on the road. And yet sometimes, the wisest and safest thing to do is to allow that person to run as long as they want. Los Angeles, California.
It started about a half hour ago. The bus was stolen from a rest area while the driver was on a break.
It's a crime that immediately puts police on high alert. After all, this isn't the kind of ride someone steals when they want to get away with something.
Oh, wow. He's weaving across all lanes now. He must have seen the officers, and he doesn't want them getting in front of him. He's getting into some heavier traffic now.
Suddenly, traffic bogs down in front of the monstrous machine. Police quickly take position.
You see a bunch of squad cars blocking the freeway behind the bus.
But they don't know if this guy is armed, and this is not the place for a shootout.
And this is an extremely dangerous situation.
Instead, they sneak in some spike strips, keeping their guns trained on the driver's window. They lodge the tire shredders under the bus's back wheels.
Officers do have their guns at the ready, and that was very smart, moving in, bringing ringing those spikes while the bus was at a standstill.
Within moments, traffic starts moving again, and the spikes do their work.
He's going, and did he run over the spike strip? I think he hit both of those left rear tires.
In a burst of smoke, one of the tires blows apart. And where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, look at that, a huge burst of sparks as he goes under that bridge. There's another one, and this is really getting dangerous now.
But the driver is unfazed. Whatever may be going on in his head, he's going to keep the bus moving.
With all that heat and all those sparks, the engine could catch fire, and we'd have ourselves a major disaster here.
Police are desperate to stop this guy now, but they're running out of options.
You see that officer on the right shoulder? They've been trying to look inside, but they've got no reaction from the driver.
Police leapfrog the chase, closing off entrance ramps to keep traffic clear.
You can see the freeway is almost completely empty for the next couple of miles.
After all, if the driver is out to cause havoc, they don't want to give him any targets.
Well, the wheel has popped loose, slammed into the retainer wall, and the guy keeps on going.
But just when police are running out of ideas...
This looks like it could be. Well, he is slowing down. Stand by. Officers are taking positions beside their squad car. They're calling him, ordering him out. He is not complying.
Officers make a dash for the bus's engine panel.
It looks like they're going to disable him right here so he can't get started again.
Pulling one wire is all it takes.
It looks like they've done it. They backed off now, still guns trained on the bus.
Now it's a standoff, and inside the bus, the man gives no indication of surrender.
We're trying to get a look inside, but we can't make out if the guy is still in the driver's seat.
As police take up position, they spot movement.
Suspect now moving inside the bus. He's heading toward the back of the bus, and it looks like he might be wearing an orange construction vest.
The suspect casually strolls the aisle, and yet he's firmly aware of police presence.
You can see him clearly in that window. He's looking out. It looks like he's saluting the officers.
His bizarre actions hint at psychological problems and prove just how unpredictable this man is.
He's got the vest off now, and it looks like he's wrapping it around his arm.
Suddenly, the doors crack open. Police aim their weapons.
Looks like he's waving something out the door. Those two officers on the overpass have him clearly in their sights in case he tries anything.
But the man emerges with his arms in the air.
Looks like he's trying to surrender wisely as the police order him to the ground.
Whatever his mental state, he's having a moment of clarity, and police aren't going to give him a chance to reconsider.
Officers keeping their guns on both the bus and the suspect, just in case there's anybody else inside. And now the officer putting the guy into cuffs. It looks like he's in custody, finally.
Officers get their first good look at the guy. On the surface, he looks okay, like an ordinary passenger.
They're taking the suspect away.
But you better believe, after this wild pursuit...
Huge burst of sparks!
...that had no motive...
...that engine could catch fire...
...and cause such turmoil...
...the wheel has popped loose!
It will be some time before this young man gets another bus pass. All chases are a little bit insane. From the decision to run... ...to the disregard of human life... It all comes down to a state of mind that can only be called crazy.